Welcome back to the Makeshift Podcast. This is podcast number 63. I have a good question to start us off. I have a funny, not funny.
It's not funny?
Not funny.
We don't think it's funny.
But it's crazy.
Is it?
It's a crazy question.
Can't wait.
What kills more people per year? So I have a bunch of head-to-head matchups here.
Okay. This is going to go not funny at all.
Not funny, but intense. What kills more people per year? Champagne corks or fireworks?
This is insane.
It is insane.
Where do they pull these numbers from?
I have no idea. They have roundabout numbers.
I want to say fireworks, but I'm going to say it's champagne corks.
It is champagne corks.
I'm going with the reverse psychology today because I'm always wrong.
Over 20 people per year are killed by champagne corks.
What happens? What are they guys that pop it and they the choke on it? What's
choke? Maybe the eye? Maybe the eye.
That's not going to kill you, is it?
If it gets the right part.
Temple.
Take out.
Quick knockout.
Jugular. If you have a cut.
That's got to be a horrible celebration. Like, you're let's go.
Yeah, that's probably horrible. Fireworks is only 8 people per year that die.
Okay.
Jet skis or lawnmowers?
Oh.
A lawnmower must be a tragic death.
It probably is, but I think now you're trying to fool me. See, I'm in your head. You don't think I am, but I'm in your head. I'm going jet ski.
You're wrong.
Okay.
Lawnmowers kill more people. They kill 70 people per year.
What? How? I guess people, did they go a little rogue?
You know those guys that put on the headphones, they're just mowing.
Yeah, well,
they run over somebody planting, cutting the weeds out.
That's the ideal state of man. Is
killing someone?
Headphones in on a lawnmower.
Yeah.
You ever see
with a beer?
Have you seen the video where they attach the lawnmower to a string and it goes around a pole?
Yes, I did.
And
see
then
that.
Therefore cuts the whole lawn.
Yep.
It's brilliant.
Yeah, it is. Brilliant.
What a genius.
That is brilliant. So lawnmowers kill 70 people. Jet skis kill 40 to 50 per year. What about skydiving or tornadoes?
Now, skydiving, people may think it's not safe, but I think it's a lot safer than it is.
Yeah, I would assume so because I've never done it, but I would assume it's safe because a lot of people do it.
I would never do skydiving. If we ever do
I would do it.
I wouldn't. That's my
only
one.
If...
No.
Only for the show.
No.
Only for the show.
No, that...
Only for the show.
Brian, that never happens. That, I'm never riding King Ka.
What?
I won't do it.
I've never ridden it either.
I won't do it.
All right.
Let's go. I'm going to go not the skydiving one.
Well, tornadoes?
I'm going to go tornadoes.
That's correct. Tornadoes kill 80 people per year.
Tornadoes are dangerous. I mean, you don't.
Yeah, they are.
Don't over.
Did you ever see Wizard of Oz?
No, sorry. Don't underestimate the weather.
Yeah.
Never underestimate. People think they could go out in these storms. They think like they're the weatherman that goes outside and they're reporting
like
on
mom.
It. Well, she's afraid of lightning. Thunder.
And then skydiving kills about 22 people per year.
Yeah, that's tough.
I think they take the average over the years. I have another one for you.
What, some years more than others?
Maybe.
More windy years?
Yeah, maybe.
You ever try skydiving during a tornado?
No.
Bad idea.
That's a terrible idea.
What happens if... Okay, forget it.
What kills more people per year? Vending machines or sharks?
Vending machines, people shaking them, they tip? Is that what's going on?
I would assume so,
is that what's going on?
Glass breaks on you.
Or your hand gets stuck in the bottom?
Well, I don't think that it's like it chops your hand off, but...
It doesn't.
It's definitely the vending machine falls on you.
I'm going to say vending machine.
They're heavy. You're right.
I think you're trying to surprise me.
Vending machines kill 15 people per year. Sharks only kill 5.
Still wouldn't
swim. Sharks are friends, not food.
I'm not swimming with sharks for content. There's certain things that in this relationship we will not do.
You wouldn't do that?
I would not swim with sharks.
In a cage? Cage diving?
Forget it.
I would do cage diving.
I would not do cage diving.
You wouldn't do anything.
I wouldn't do it. I'm a scaredy cat. That's how I live my life.
All right. What about falling out of bed or coconuts?
Oh, coconuts?
Coconuts kill a lot of people.
Do they?
Yes.
Or falling out of bed?
Or falling out of bed.
Give me the coconut, the underdog.
You're incorrect. Coconuts kill 150 people per year, though.
That's insane.
Falling out of bed, 450 people die.
Well,
450 people die falling out of bed.
Yes, but the elderly.
Bunk beds?
But the bunk beds are horrifying. But it's the elderly, probably.
It's probably the bunk
beds,
too.
They get up, they fall. Is it the bed's fault? Is it because...
It could be drunk people on top of bunk beds, too.
That's
what I think of.
I mean, maybe.
Ladders or trains?
You know, I feel like some foolish people step in front of trains. Like, not accidentally. But
foolish.
Sorry, not...
Yeah, foolish.
Yeah, like... I feel like if I put my hand out and touched a train, I wouldn't get hurt.
I think it would chop it off.
You think?
I think so.
I don't know. When it's slowing down and stuff, I feel like you could touch it. You never feel that?
No, I've never felt
I'm like
that.
A child. No. I just want to touch it.
The subway? And then ladders includes like falling off a ladder.
Yeah.
Too.
I'm going to say, I think I'm going to say it has to be ladders.
It's not ladders.
Okay.
Ladders kill 300 people per year. Trains kill 1,000 people per year.
That's a lot of people. That's more than coconuts.
I got most of this information from PETA.
Oh.
Because they were comparing these things to sharks. Oh. They're like, you could die in so many different ways.
Well, and people shouldn't be terrified of sharks then?
Yeah, but you know what's worse?
People.
Well, I guess it's not worse. It's, you know,
eating
what's
hot dogs kills 77 people per year.
Yeah, but how many
people
get bit by sharks and survive?
Probably less than you think.
I think it's, well, it's probably more than the deaths.
It's definitely more than the deaths. 70.
70. Okay. That's a little bit.
But five die. 5 to 6 deaths per year in 2022, especially.
Interesting.
Yeah. So I thought that was a cool hot start to the podcast.
Hey, I love it. I love it. I got a text message today right before this podcast. Mm-hmm. It was late in breaking news. I had to share it.
Share away.
Okay. At Hibachi, what does the chef toss to you? When he flips the ching, ching.
Oh, it's some type of vegetable.
Yeah. Do you know
it? I hate it. Is it like celery?
It's zucchini.
Zucchini.
Now, this is what I said. We're from New Jersey. This is what we say. What? Apparently, the rest of TikTok, shrimp. I've never been tossed
definitely
shrimp.
Definitely not shrimp. They do not give you enough shrimp. They only give you 2 shrimp per meal, and they're not throwing them around.
Apparently, we're in the minority. New Jersey.
That's crazy.
We live in this bubble of zucchini-tossing hibachi chefs. And apparently, the rest of the country gets shrimp.
There's no way.
And apparently, some places, they do rice balls.
Rice balls are like the size of a fist.
I think they're like baby, where they chop up a rice ball and toss it. I don't think they toss the full thing. That would be outrageous.
Yeah.
But I think it's crazy. But apparently, we're the only ones that do zucchini.
I think that's wild, because why would you go wasting shrimp? You, like, I would say, not us, but 50% of the time, people are dropping.
Yeah.
They're dropping the zucchini or the shrimp, and you're just going to waste expensive shrimp. Zucchini's like $1 for every whatever.
Yeah,
I've never bought zucchini before.
But what a shrimp coming.
Never ate zucchini.
But what was I going to say?
I catch it, and then I spit it out.
Oh, you don't even eat it?
No, I just catch it for fun.
I got a streak going, like everyone claims they do. But I got a streak going. I don't think I've ever dropped a zucchini.
I believe it.
But I've missed one, but I've caught the second.
So you have dropped.
No, I've never missed 2 consecutively.
Okay. That's a good...
At least in the last, let's call it 15 years.
You might hold the record.
But apparently, like Hibachi, what's your favorite thing at Hibachi?
Chicken and rice.
No. Like your favorite thing that they do.
The volcano.
It has to be the volcano.
Yeah, it's electric.
I don't know. I kind of like when he tosses the egg in his hat.
Yeah, the egg's good.
And then he cuts the egg in midair. You ever see that?
Not really.
We got to go.
I really like Hibachi.
We have to go.
I want to go soon.
We'll go soon.
I really want to go
soon. We used to go for my birthday all the time.
I feel like that's a big birthday.
That was like my thing.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. We're talking about food here. I want to talk about something about food. In what order do you do these things? Cereal and milk. Which one goes first?
Well, if you're a sane person, you put the cereal in and then you pour the milk afterwards.
Cereal and then the milk.
I think any person on this planet that does it the opposite way deserves to be interviewed and potentially go to jail. They need to be questioned, and they need someone to lock them up, because I don't know why you would do that.
How long would you get locked up for doing that?
I don't know. The crime's probably like...
Maybe like overnight?
Oh, I was going to say like a year, year and a half. that's a severe crime in this country and in the world.
I mean, I don't need a lot of cereal, but when I do, I put the cereal in first and then the milk.
I'd rather you
pour... And then you drink the milk after the cereal, because you get the chocolate peanut butter one with the Reese's. You get Cocoa Puffs. You get chocolate milk.
Yeah, it's just delicious. Drink of all time. I'd rather someone pour it at the same time than go before and after.
That could get messy.
It could get messy, but it takes a special talent.
What about deodorant and shirts? Which one goes first?
Well, you have to put the deodorant on after you put the shirt on.
I do that too.
You have to.
I thought you were going to say the opposite, but I'm happy that you said that.
No,
I go shirt and then... In.
You know, I've been really struggling with my deodorant choice recently. I don't know, for some reason I'm putting it on and it's like not protecting for the full time it says it's supposed to protect for.
Interesting.
I might be switching deodorant brands.
Wow.
But if you get like the white deodorant, the white stick, and you're wearing a black shirt and you put it on after you put the deodorant on, you get stripes on your shirt. And then you got to put...
After you put
it on. You got to put cotton on cotton socks to be able to get it off. Socks?
Socks. I think. I don't know.
To rub it?
Yeah, to rub it.
It's cotton on cotton. Yeah. It doesn't matter what it is. But you get the white stripes on your shirt from the deodorant if you put it on after.
Yeah. And then sometimes if I put on a backpack and I'm late for work, I can't get in there because the backpack's holding it. Whatever.
I put on like a polo
and then I've tucked my polo in for work, and then you got to untuck. And
I put a full suit on before.
Yeah. Oh, it's
you got to get totally undressed.
I unbutton and then I go in if that happens. Oh, wow. I go in from here, and then sometimes with the polo, I'll go from this angle.
That's crazy.
I'll just make sure I get a little spray. Maybe that's why my deodorant's not working probably as effectively as it should be.
What about brushing your teeth and showering? What's first?
Brush the teeth. Well, no, brush the teeth.
You brush the teeth?
Yeah.
I switch it up.
I have a whole thing.
I go 50-50.
I got a whole thing about brushing teeth if we want to get into that next. Well, we'll get into that next because there's a big debate to be had here.
Sometimes I would prefer brushing my teeth before my shower because then when I get out of the shower, I feel totally clean.
Yeah.
And then after the shower, you're like, oh, I don't want to brush my teeth now. I would prefer to do it before. Sometimes I forget.
You ever brush your eyelids? No. And by that, I mean with Burt's Bees. You ever bees?
I have.
Bees in the Trap.
It's intense.
Yeah, put the mint one on.
It's intense.
You get a little awakening.
A little
like kooky. Coffee and brushing your teeth.
A little kooky.
For your eyes. No, but you have to brush your teeth prior. You have to. Because I think you come out, you're all wet, you want to dry off, and then you're going to do that afterwards. And
I
then
agree.
What? And then what are
but
you going
to
do?
But then you do your facial cleansing, too.
Yeah, it's a whole process to the bathroom.
Yeah.
You got to get a down pat.
Let me know your brushing teeth thing.
Oh, you want it?
Yeah.
You want the brushing teeth thing?
I
want
to hear it.
I want it. Well, I'm going to ask you the question.
Ask me the question.
Do you brush your teeth before or after breakfast?
Well, this doesn't really qualify for me. I don't qualify for this. I don't eat breakfast.
Okay. I thought you were going to say you don't brush your teeth.
No.
I was like, well,
I do brush my teeth.
I was like, wow. This doesn't apply to you. You're above everyone else.
If I were to eat breakfast, I think I would brush my teeth before breakfast, which probably isn't the right thing to do now that I think about it. But realistically, with my routine, I would brush my teeth, shower, get all that stuff done, and then go on my day and eat breakfast and work.
The problem with brushing after is you don't brush after lunch. You don't brush after dinner.
Yeah, you do. So,
well, like an extended period of time after. You're not like immediately rushing to go brush.
No, yeah.
Healthline.com says brushing your teeth right when you wake up is better than brushing after breakfast.
So that's what I would do. That's what I do now.
Well, because you get like the tartar, I think it's called.
The tartar?
Like tuna tartar? Like the plaque and stuff on your teeth. If you eat breakfast before brushing your teeth, you're actually eating the tartar that builds up overnight from sleeping.
That's kind of gross.
It is kind of gross. And apparently, if you do brush after breakfast, you should wait 30 to 60 minutes before you eat.
After you eat?
Yes. You got to let everything kind of clear out of the mouth. You know, you got to let it clear
interesting.
Away.
Interesting.
But I've been an after breakfast person my whole life.
So now you're changing.
I think I have to change.
You have to. Healthline.com. I mean, I do before. I usually brush my teeth as soon as I get up. I usually brush my teeth, hop in the shower, and then go about my day.
But if you brush, then you eat, then you're actually leaving more on your teeth after breakfast. That wouldn't bother you?
No.
It's like why?
I think the plaque and residue that stays on my teeth after I sleep is more annoying than the plaque and residue after I eat. Like, I don't really notice it as much.
I guess so.
I'd rather have the feeling after I eat than the feeling after I wake up. But then,
like, say you have, like, eggs and stuff for breakfast, and then your breath isn't smelling great. Like, do you have a piece of gum? Do you have mint? Like, it's...
Don't eat breakfast. Trick question.
I have to eat breakfast. I have to get my calorie count in for the day.
You don't. I would do it before. But I have a food question, which is a very interesting food question.
Ooh.
And I got this from Sambucha. Shout out Sambucha. He did this a while ago. Guess the price of these fictional foods.
Oh.
So there's prices to these foods. Crazy.
What do you mean? Who?
How much is a Krabby Patty?
Oh. $3.99.
Is
it in a different currency?
No.
Okay.
It's not in like kelp bucks.
I was gonna
kelp
say,
bucks.
I didn't sure.
No, it's $2.99.
Okay.
So that's pretty good. That's a cheap burger.
I wasn't that far off.
It's the best in the sea.
I mean, that's better than In-N-Out.
On Wednesdays, they have a 99-cent burger deal.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do they?
Isn't that insane?
Well, it's like cheaper than Dollar Wing Night.
Yeah.
It's the same price.
Dollar burgers on Wednesdays.
That's pretty impressive.
I know. What about Ratatouille's Ratatouille? Or no, what about Remy's Ratatouille?
See, this is interesting because it's definitely a fancier restaurant.
It's in Paris.
Oh, it's in Paris?
It's in Paris. Mm. In fake Paris, I guess. But yeah, Paris. And it's his signature dish. In high star.
Probably
five-star restaurants.
I'm just going to base it off of like a New York dish
okay.
for dinner. Let's go $35.99.
No. You overshot a little bit.
A little bit.
$20.
$20.
Cheap.
Well, I guess they give you so little food. You ever see that thing? There's like nothing on the plate.
The man.
Yeah, but there's nothing on the plate. And the mouse cooked it.
Yeah. Whoa. He's a rat.
He's a rat. My bad. Apologies. My apologies to the rat community.
Yeah, seriously. And then what about the everlasting gobstopper?
Oh.
Do you know what that is?
Yeah, it's Willy Wonka.
Yeah. It never loses its flavor.
49 cents?
No.
Through $2.99.
You are so off.
Oh, it's a lot.
It's a lot. Oh,
it's a lot?
It never loses its flavor throughout your entire lifespan.
What?
It's everlasting.
So you could just have it forever?
Yes. It's an everlasting candy.
Doesn't seem real.
It's not real. It's fictional. All these things are fictional.
I guess you started the segment by saying that.
Oh, I don't know.
Have another guess. $99.99.
$100,000.
$100,000?
$100,000.
What technology did Willy Wonka?
It's Willy Wonka. He also made gum that you could float up into the air. So obviously it's not
real. But whoever bought the Everlasting Gobstopper?
I don't know. I'm just telling you the prices. I've never bought it.
$100,000. I don't think you'd spend $100,000 in your life on candy. Period.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
No. Not even
unless you're buying the Halloween candy bags. A lot.
So if you're buying a candy, that price doesn't make sense. It's not justified. You're never going to spend
it. Yeah, I wouldn't buy it. It's probably a rich people thing.
It's like a collector's item?
Yeah, probably. It's like a Travis Scott shoe.
That's fair. Should I stay on the theme of like hygiene and everything?
Yeah,
whatever. You know why we're running with it for a little bit?
Yeah, why not?
Why not? Why do people never wash jackets?
Because they don't get dirty.
Okay, that's what I thought. I've never washed my jacket in my entire life.
I don't think I have either. I wouldn't. I also wouldn't wash it because the zippers would like be really noisy.
What? that's the reason why you wouldn't wash it?
Holy side note.
Apparently, you're supposed to wash your jacket every 4 to 5 wears, which is ridiculous. I would never do that.
Yeah, I mean, we probably should wash our jacket.
Why do you have to wash jeans? This is your argument, right? You say every few wears.
Yeah.
Why can you get away with not washing a jacket?
Well, I think the jackets are not direct contact with your skin.
Yeah, but if the same thing, like if you're wearing a hoodie and you're wearing a t-shirt underneath, I guess it's still getting a little bit.
I guess. I think that we should wash our jackets. I think that I'm wrong. And I think that you should probably wash jackets, especially if you're wearing them outside only. Yeah, like outside is probably the dirtiest areas. Maybe not. Whatever.
Well, I think so. Probably. Like I think it would be. And if you're bringing it inside, like you're tossing
it rains.
You're tossing it on like a random couch somewhere, yeah, or you're hanging up in a bar, it's still getting dirty and people never wash their jackets. I don't know anyone that's washed their jacket before.
I'm sure you know somebody.
Like you go snowboarding. Like you go snowboarding. Yeah. Right? You go afterwards, are you washing your jacket?
That jacket has been washed.
Has it?
Yes. Because those get really, really wet and like gross and like muddy sometimes.
Okay. So
those will get washed.
What about like a sweat jacket?
Yeah, no, I don't wash them.
Yeah, regular winter jacket.
Yeah, I'll wash the sweat jacket. Just not like my winter jacket. I'm not washing the winter jackets.
No.
They're big.
They are big.
That's like washing your comforter.
What, you never do that?
No, I do that, but it's just like you got to throw it in and it's the only thing in there.
Size-wise. I was like, oh, no one needs to wash their comforter either.
I had a good question that was very similar to this.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's just like the same exact thing that what you've been saying. So,
okay.
How often do you wash your sheets?
Oh, this is bad.
Yeah, I want to hear it, Zach. I figured this is going to be bad for you.
This is really bad.
Yeah, this is. Let's hear it.
Never. No. I actually just washed my sheets the other day.
Oh, let's get a round of applause.
Wait. Sorry, I didn't wash them. I just replaced them on my bed.
Okay.
The pair is still dirty.
Okay, but how often? Just say it.
2 months, 3 months? It's
two,
bad.
3 months.
It's bad. I am not an adult.
In college, was it worse?
Yeah.
Yes. Once a semester.
Horrible.
When you came home.
Very not sanitary.
Yeah.
Just not something I prioritize. It would be different if I had a washer dryer like in my apartment. I would do it more often.
Yeah, I know.
It's an inconvenience. I do my laundry here. For people who have listened to the podcast before, I do my laundry in this house.
Yes.
I come down every 2 weeks, I do my laundry. I can't be doing 3-4 loads of stuff. I can't do my hang dry clothes. I can't do my regular clothes that I just throw in the dryer.
This is a soft top.
No, I'm getting passionate about it because I can't clean my sheets. I only have two pairs of sheets, two sets.
That's normal, I think.
And you're supposed to rotate them in and out.
Maybe. I mean, I go like every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But
do you clean them?
No, my mom cleans them.
Yeah. So what, like, don't look at me.
I
like
never said you were in the wrong. I said it's crazy.
But I am in the wrong. Yeah. That's
well, in college,
problem.
I went a long time. I probably went like not as long as you now, though.
Yeah.
Like I probably went a month.
Yeah, it's bad. You know what though? I've been sleeping in my bed less recently.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess I don't stay in my bed as much anymore, so I feel like my sheets aren't as dirty.
I think they're still dirty.
They're still dirty. I mean, they are, especially because, you know, it used to be worse because I used to not shower after the gym. I used to just wash my face and everything was okay.
You need some hygiene.
No, but I'm clean.
You've come a long way.
I have come a long way. I've completely changed since we started this. I got some fashion now. A little bit.
Other people have too. Yeah, I don't have fashion.
I got some new pieces the other day.
I got some new pieces.
Staples quality. Not like I shopped at Staples, but like Staples within the wardrobe.
All right, you're up.
You know what I heard the other day? Just sidebar real quick. Back? No.
Because I got a pair.
Did you?
Yeah.
Wow.
Taylor bought me them for Christmas.
I got a few nice shoes.
For our anniversary.
I saw a video the other day that said you should get rid of 80% of your closet because you don't wear that 80%.
I agree.
And then that will identify the gaps in your wardrobe, and then you should select from there.
I really have to get rid of clothes.
Just a quick tip. Quick tip for the people. Donate them. I donate them whenever. I dump them in the Red Cross or whatever.
I did this last week.
Oh, amazing.
All right. I have another question, a debatable question that I saw. I think Barstool did this or someone, but they posted it and whatever. If you could only have 5 apps on your phone, what 5 would you choose?
Ooh.
Now we're thinking that the basic ones are there, like telephone, messaging, internet. That's all there.
What about camera and photos?
Camera's there. Everything that comes with the iPhone is there.
Okay.
Just accessory applications.
I think it's obvious for us.
Well, let's break it down here.
Well, we have to have TikTok.
Yeah, that's a definite.
We have to have YouTube.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
I need the YouTube Creator Studio on there.
Oh, that's waste. That's a spot.
It is a spot.
You could do that on your laptop. You
know what? No, stop. I'm going to remove YouTube, and I'm only going to keep the studio. Can I do that?
Can you upload from there?
I don't know.
You can do that.
I don't know. No. I'll keep those 3.
3?
Yeah.
I would just use the studio on my laptop.
Okay. But I like having it on my phone. Okay, fine. TikTok and YouTube.
TikTok, YouTube. You need Instagram.
I need Instagram.
You need Instagram.
We need Instagram. Okay, so that's the 3. And then there's 2 wildcard apps over here that we need off the cuff.
Now, I got some choices on my end.
Do you?
Yeah.
You want to enlighten me?
I'm taking Uber.
Uber?
I'm taking Uber. Uber or Lyft, either one. But I'm taking Uber. Like, if I get lost somewhere, I need Uber.
Oh.
That's a necessity. Just on my phone, I need that.
What about Waze? Are you just a maps person?
Well, it comes with
you
maps.
You just use maps?
I use maps.
Yeah, and you sit in the traffic?
Waze sucks.
You do? Wow. Whoa. Can we relax
Waze
for a second?
Sucks.
Why?
It's led me into these weird places, and it's made my trips way longer sometimes.
I don't know about that one, but...
I would take Uber.
I want to look. I want to... Oh, whoa.
And then you want to hear my last spot?
Yeah.
So I was in between 3, but I'm just going to list them for you. Any gambling app.
Ah.
Because it's just fun. Gambling is fun.
Okay.
And then 18 birdies.
I was going to say Grint. I was going to say Grint because I have all my scorecards, golfing app for the past 4.5-5 years.
Or
Gmail.
The Wawa app.
The Wawa app.
I have so many Wawa points.
I kind of like Gmail. I need to get the Wawa app.
I put it off my entire life. I got it this year. I can get anything in the app free like 5 times.
Yeah. I was with you, and they were like, yeah, you should download the app. You got coupons, discounts.
Wawa, sponsor us, because I spent the most money there out of anything in my entire life, out of any sport.
Maybe Gmail.
You would take Gmail?
Well, I feel like
that's just the mail app.
I hate the mail app.
So what would you take? Instagram, YouTube, TikTok?
Give me Gmail.
Gmail?
And give me Grint.
Grint. I'm going Instagram, YouTube, Uber, gambling app.
Take it.
Wawa. Wawa. Yeah. I'm going Wawa.
The Wawa app.
Wawa app.
That's good for you.
That is a good one.
We did a video last week, and I want to do it again this week.
Let's do it.
We did countries with 5 letters in their name.
Oh, baby.
And we're going to do 4. 4 letters.
All okay. Right. I'm ready. I'm locking in.
Can you name 7 countries with 4 letters in their name?
Why 7? Is there only 7?
No, I just felt like 7 was a good number for you. You know, I look at these and there's a lot of them, but I think 7's like a good number.
All right.
You could get, I'm actually pushing you a little bit here.
Okay.
I think 6 would have been maybe too
conservative.
Easy. But 7 is a good one.
Peru.
Peru is one of them. There you are. We're off to a hot start. You started with a popular one now.
Yeah.
Last time you're going all over the place.
Peru, 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 Peru. All right, let me. I need a second to think about this.
If you ever gave this.
Fiji
is another one. There's two. All right, we got two. If you ever gave this to me, disaster. Please never.
This one's
do
a tough one.
No, this is my segment for you. You don't get to do this to me. Okay, deal.
Fiji. Let me think.
Maybe seven was a lot.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a lot.
Nah, you got it.
Molly.
Molly? You know, that's not one of the ones I thought you were going to get, and you did it.
I'm really happy.
Now
with
you're
that
ahead
one
of the curve. You're ahead of the curve.
Ahead of the curve.
Yeah, my curve, the seven I thought you were going to get are still all available.
Okay.
Not all available. All right. Sorry.
I'm going to go to.
Stay local. Stay around
stay
here.
Stay local.
Where are we?
United States.
Okay. What's close to us?
Below Mexico? Is it below Mexico?
To the right.
To the right of Mexico. Oh, we're in the Caribbean. We're in the Caribbean. Let me think. Laos. That's the Pacific, but Laos. L-A-O-S.
Laos is there. And thanks for spelling it for me, so therefore I can clarify make sure. Why that one?
I don't know.
Where is that?
Because it's an island. Okay. It's a Pacific island, I think.
All right. You are just so interesting. You're crazy.
Okay.
All right, let's go back to
Cuba.
Cuba's on there.
That was an easier one.
That was a much easier one in my opinion. One, two, three, four, five. You have five countries. You need two more.
I have five already?
You have five already. That's what I'm saying. This is doable.
It's very doable.
You might have been able to name all of them.
I definitely have five.
You have five. Yeah, Peru, Mali, Laos, Fiji, and Cuba.
Oh, yeah.
Cuba. You need two more.
How many are there total?
One, two, three, four. I think 12.
Okay.
And apparently one's like up for debate. But I don't know.
Togo.
Togo is another one. You know what, Brian? I really thought you were going to say Togo. I felt like you were going to say Togo, and you did it. You're leaving out, again, some main countries.
That's
fine. We will take it. You need one more country. You need one more.
I'm so proud of myself.
I'm proud of you. Honestly, you carry us for geography.
I do carry us for geography.
Because I'm not doing anything over here.
Let me think here.
I knew you were going to say Togo. I'm so happy. I should have placed a bet before.
I feel like there's a lot of islands that are really short names, but I don't know a lot of them.
Yeah, I mean, you could not do that and be fine.
How about Europe? Is there anything in Europe? I feel like no. Those are long names.
No Europe.
Asia.
Asia, yes.
It's in Asia.
Now we're talking.
We're in Asia. Korea, Japan.
There's some layups out
Thailand.
There. Thailand.
Indonesia.
Like Midwest.
India.
Middle East.
Mongolia.
Sorry.
Oh, I didn't even think about the Middle East. Yeah. Iraq.
Iraq is on there. That's number seven.
Yes.
Some countries you missed.
Iran.
Iran. Where'd you run?
To Turkey because I was hungry.
Nice. Way to be quick. Some countries you missed. Chad. Guam. I thought you were going to say Guam. I figured Guam would be in yours. Iran, which you just mentioned. Nui. Oman. I'm not familiar with those ones. I'm not there on those ones.
Oman's the Oman O that remember when we did the alphabet, we got the O. That was the one.
Yes, I kind of know Oman. Apparently Niue, N-I-U-E, is like up for debate.
Don't know that one.
It's up for debate.
That was pretty damn good. I'm pretty happy with that.
I'm so proud of you always.
I have some geography questions.
Oh, no.
I know. It's a little less challenging than that.
All right, I was going to say, let's just wrap up the podcast. No. I want it.
Can you name the four countries that start with the letter H?
Okay.
Now, you could get three. There's no way you get four.
I know two of them. I got two of them in my head right off the bat.
Send it.
Which one do you think I'm going to say first?
Which one?
Honduras.
I thought you were going to say the other one, but yes.
Yes.
All that's right. One of them. Yeah, that's an H country. Give me another one.
Talking countries.
He's pumped up.
Talking countries. Haiti.
That's what I thought you were going to say first. That's another one. That's two out of four. 50%. Right. Let's see if we get to... Passing 75%.
I don't know.
You could get it. There's two more. There's no way you get the last one.
Let's think.
Where are we in the world right now?
Where are we? I don't know. I'm going to Europe. Hungary.
No, yeah.
Yeah. Hungary.
Yeah.
Ah,
hungry.
I'm hungry.
Hungary is on there. Yes. And then do we want to throw out some guesses for the last one? There's absolutely no chance.
Can I guess how many letters there are in it?
It's
two words.
First word has four letters. Second word has three letters.
Han Paolo.
No.
Han Solo?
What?
I'm throwing out words. I don't know. I don't know what it actually
is. Four letters the first word.
Four letters?
Three letters the second word. H, blank, blank, blank.
Hole?
Close. Very close.
Hope.
No. Go back to the first thing you said.
Hole.
Hole?
Holland. No. Oh, Holland's, God damn it. I fell
Holland's
for it.
Holland's not a country.
I know it's not. I know it's not.
No. This country has a population of 518 people.
Oh, it's Holy.
Holy?
Holy.
Starts with an S.
Holy Stites.
Three letters.
Holy Shy. Holy.
No.
Holy Sly.
No.
Holy Stew.
Think of
holy,
a place, like a type of water place.
Holy Sea.
Yes.
Holy Sea.
Holy Sea.
Oh, man.
That's the last one. I've never heard of that.
Who's country? The 518 people that live there?
The Holy Seans.
No.
Holy Seans.
Where is that?
Don't know.
Didn't you don't know?
No, didn't look it up.
You didn't look it up.
I have another one.
All right.
Can you name the five countries that start with the letter F?
Okay.
Here we go. Lock in.
Yeah, here we go. I'm locked in.
Lock
I'm
in. Finland.
Yes.
Yeah.
Finland.
Where is Finland?
Finland.
Europe.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know things
it's
sometimes.
Across the
passage.
It's across the sea from Sweden.
Sea from Sweden.
Yes.
Let's go Fiji. Can I get
Fiji's
a Fiji?
Fiji's there.
All right.
That's money. That is money.
Well, now.
He's feeling it.
Now we're stumped. Where did we go?
There's one that you 100% can get, and the other two are tough.
Four and five, they're tough. F.
Just think.
Oh!
Sound it out.
Yes, France.
Yes. Yes, France is on there. France is on there. Yes, that's 1, 2, 3. France, Finland, Fiji.
We do the worst accents.
Yeah, I know.
Yes, France.
Four, come on, you got two more here. You're not going to get these,
are you? Not going to get them? There's one in Africa.
One's a chain of islands.
Oh.
The second word of the country is islands.
The Fanary Islands.
No.
The Fiducial Islands.
No.
Fiduciary.
You're up on top of England. Up over on like by Ireland and everything.
By Ireland?
Yeah, you're in the water. This is a cold place.
Fork?
No. Forked River in New Jersey? No, you're like near Iceland.
Fine.
No. The Faroe Islands.
Faroe Islands.
You didn't know that, yeah, did you?
You know, I was all in the tip of my tongue.
And
I was at it.
The last one is similar to one that you named. Let's get that done first.
No. What's the other?
Okay, what are the people from France called?
French.
Yes.
French.
That's the first word.
French.
French.
Islands.
No. It's the Pacific. What's the area of the Pacific Islands? If you're from there, what do you call them? What are they called?
The French Caribbean. Polio.
No.
I don't know what I'm saying.
Close to a disease. Okay. Polio. French Polynesia.
Oh, that's what they're called?
Polynesian?
I don't know anything.
Yeah. That's
it?
Yeah, that was it. That was God. Five.
Jeez. You get me all worked up. All right. I want you to answer this.
I'm ready
for you. I'm going to ask you some questions. It's not pee. It's an undisclosed brand.
Oh, okay.
I ripped the label off. All right. Now, I don't know. I don't know if you've seen this before.
Let's see.
Have you seen this trend?
No.
Okay. Is it open or closed?
Is the bottle open or closed?
Is it open or closed?
It's closed. It's open.
No. You had it. It's closed. It's closed. All right. All right.
It's currently closed.
You ready?
Yeah.
Is it open or closed?
It's closed.
It's open.
I don't know what you're
doing. Here we go. This is going to be so much fun. Oh, all right. Is it open or closed?
I would assume it's closed.
It's open.
Oh, it's open.
Yeah. You're not doing great here. What about this one? Let's get a little fancy here. Is it open or closed?
That's open?
This one's closed. Okay. It's closed. All right. Okay. How are you feeling?
Not good.
You feel confused?
Yeah, I'm a little confused here.
Let's put it like here.
So that one was open, the last one, or closed?
Closed.
Oh, okay.
I think. Is it open or closed?
That's open.
It is open.
Okay.
Nice. Very well done.
Am I picking up on something?
I don't think you are. What if I did this? You ready?
Well, this time it's actually open.
You ready?
Yeah.
Is it open or closed?
It's closed.
It is closed.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Is it open or closed?
It's closed. Is it open?
No, this one's
what did you change?
This one's open.
So now I'm throwing it off.
You don't understand it?
No, I thought I had it.
I'm going to try and get you there, all right?
Okay.
We're going to get you there. Is it open or closed?
Oh, it's open.
It's open, all right.
Yeah.
Is it open or closed?
It's closed. It's your mouth.
It's my mouth. All right.
Oh, that was tough.
There's a lot of people on the internet doing this.
Oh,
I figured we had to try.
I thought it was your finger being on the lid or not.
No.
That wouldn't make any sense at all.
It would have made some sense. I showed you a little. Well, no, because I was holding the same one.
That's why I was confused.
For people on the audio podcast, I was holding a water bottle.
Yeah.
Well,
an undisclosed brand soda water bottle.
Yeah. Who knows if it's even soda?
Who knows? It could be pee.
It could be anything.
Could be pee.
That was fun. I was hoping you didn't see that because it was all over our makeshift feed.
I did not see that.
All over the makeshift feed.
I don't go on the makeshift feed.
I know you don't.
All right. I got one for you.
Okay.
Rank these five movie franchises in order from highest grossing to least.
Okay, here we go.
Movie franchises.
Movie franchises.
See how much money they make.
Okay.
Let's see the money. Toy Story, Spider-Man. Yeah, you want to write this
down? You're good.
You want to write that down?
I got it.
Toy Story, Spider-Man, Avatar, Fast and Furious, and Star Wars. What franchise made the most money? What made the least? And fill it in between.
I'm going to start at the least.
Okay.
And this is what
Do you want me to tell you the answers as we go?
Well, this is really tough.
Do you want the answers as we go?
I feel like we should submit for the end.
Lock it in, and then
you tell me.
Go for it.
This is really tough.
Yeah, it is tough.
I don't think there's been enough Spider-Man movies to be able to be near the top of this list.
Okay.
So
are you feeling reverse right now?
I'm going lowest first.
Okay. So number five is
number
first.
Number five, I'm going to put Spider-Man.
Spider-Man at number five. Okay.
Actually,
He's rethinking his thought process.
No. I'm going to put Toy Story at five. There's only four movies.
Toy Story.
And then
I
I'm going to put
five.
Whatever. Four. I think they're coming out with a five.
Okay.
Toy Story at five. I'm going to put Spider-Man at four. Tobey Maguire.
Lock that
the
in.
New movies. They kill.
Yeah,
Tom Holland. They got to be generating a ton of money.
But you're putting them on the bottom of the list.
Yes. And then I'm going to go Fast and Furious because there's a million of these movies. There's so many of them.
You're putting them mid-tier.
Has to be in the middle. Okay. It's just quantity-wise, and I think they're popular enough that
they're
played all the time.
Okay.
I want to say Avatar might be the highest, but there's only two movies.
There is only two, but I think that they're like in the top five highest grossing movies individually of all time.
Yeah, I think definitely two in the top 10.
I think it's one and three.
I'm kind of going against my own theory, but I'm going to put Avatar at two, and I'm going to go Star Wars last as the highest grossing ones. I think I did all right. I think I got one or two wrong, but I think it did all right.
Okay, so your list is Star Wars, Avatar, Fast and Furious, Spider-Man, Toy Story.
Yeah, let's hear it.
All right. So coming in last place,
I don't like
the least grossing movie.
I don't like the look of this.
Is Toy Story.
Okay.
That's one.
I did it right.
You're one for one.
I'm one for one.
One for one. Toy Story made $3.3 billion. Okay. Everything else is above that.
Okay.
The fourth place one.
I didn't get this one right.
You didn't get this one right.
No.
It's not Spider-Man. It's Avatar.
It's Avatar.
They made $5.24 billion.
Well, there's only two movies. I should have known.
You should have known. You said it.
It's one with I had the trend going and then I went against it.
One with the gut. And then the third, you said Fast and Furious?
Yes.
That's correct.
All right.
$7.33 billion.
Now listen.
You were off with the Spider-Man one. You put them at a four.
Sorry.
It's okay. Jeez, don't say sorry to me. Sorry to Tom Holland.
Sorry, Tom.
Number two, you put Star Wars at one. That's incorrect. Star Wars is two.
Okay. Spider-Man's number one?
Spider-Man is number one on this list. They made $10.5 billion.
Okay. You act like I was so... Well, I was...
You were. I put them at four.
Because I didn't have the order correct or right. Okay. That one hurt a little bit.
It's okay.
Just funny little thing to end the podcast.
I got another one of those games for the next podcast. So if you like that, stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Come back.
Podcast 64 coming out.
I don't know if we're going to clip this or what's going to happen from it. I just want to say it because I'm doing it.
Say away.
Pooping in the dark is awesome. Have you ever done it?
Yeah, I have done it.
It's meditating. It's relaxing. It's everything I need it to be.
I actually do that more often than in the light in my own house.
Wait, I'm
not joking.
Okay. What?
You said it, not me.
But the reason why
I'm hopping on the bandwagon.
I guess so. The reason why I got a nightlight for the bathroom. It's fantastic. I'm really taking holy crafts in there. Thank you. I'll be here all night.
Just a joke.
No, I added a nightlight to the bathroom, and let me tell you, it's awesome. It's just in the dark, you feel relaxed. If you're watching this on the phone, I'm telling you, next time you go number two, put your phone down. turn the lights off, relax a little bit. Just
think about it.
Just get in there and just, you know what? People who are on their phones when they're on the toilet, you're wasting time.
So do you think it's more rewarding than going in an ice bath, that trend?
Yeah. This is the new ice bath.
That's what you think?
This is the new ice bath. Forget all those things. You don't have to suffer like that.
Joe Rogan's wrong.
Just turn the lights off. Stay off your phone in the bathroom. You'll be out of there faster than being on your phone, scrolling through mindlessly. And listen,
I kind of enjoy going on my phone when I'm
this
open.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm saying this, and this is the business we're in, right? This is the bit. We're in the business of toilet scrolling.
Stay on your phone.
Someone might be watching this and is on the toilet right now. Keep your phone on. Finish watching. We're almost done. But
when we're done,
next time you go, just
only watch us.
Just try it once. Just try it once. And you know
what? I agree.
It's more sanitary. I got a bunch of reasons for this stuff. You're touching your phone. You're touching a lot of other things in the bathroom. You don't want that on your screen. A lot going on.
My mom saw there wasn't a light on, but heard the phone on when I was pooping in the bathroom, and she was like, "Why are you? Yeah. Why is it dark? Why is it dark?" I said, "Because I like
dark." If you're in a group place, though, do not try this because you want to make sure people know you're in the bathroom.
Yeah, like especially a party.
If you're at a stranger's house, you don't know if the locked door works.
You're that type of guy to just poop in anybody's house.
Oh, all the time. I had an emergency alert the other day. I had a scramble. New house of my friend. I had to go in.
He will not be disclosed.
I had to do the business.
All right.
That's
podcast 63.
Podcast 63. That was a long one. I think we're trending towards a longer podcast.
I think we are too.
We got a lot of content.
We're going to have more time. We're going to have more prep time in the future, in the near future, and we'll be up and onwards and on our way to hour-long podcast.
2 hours.
And then we're going to have guests, more guests, I think.
I can't wait to have guests.
I think we're going
to
have guests. We might have our first guest in studio.
You know how many times we've hinted? We got these guests. We got this person coming in. And people are like, who is it? And then it just never
falls through.
Panned out. But first guest in the studio, I think later.
We think it will happen.
I'm going to say March. Yeah, and the merch will also drop.
Yeah, eventually.
All right.